peace? If you're not at peace, then what are you? Alright, you're in sin. There's lots of places where sin is going on. Anger, right? Anger's going on. Anything else you can think of that would keep us from being at peace? Hatred, good. Anger, war, hatred. All these things happen in the world, and someone needs to bring peace. Now, if you are going to go somewhere where there is hatred or anger going on, what do you suppose you will need? Let's make it easy to start with. If you're going into a place where there is war going on, and you want to be safe, what is it you will need? Maybe weapons? Protection? Right. What kind of protection do people have who go into war zones? Give me an example of physical protection. Guns and ammunition. Guns and ammunition technically are used against other people, but there are things that actually protect us physically from other people's guns and ammunition. What's an example?
Kevlar.
Kevlar, right. Those things that bulletproof vests are made out of. Kevlar, all right, what else? Can you think of something that one might wear on one's head if it happens on a war zone? Helmets, right? You might wear a helmet, all right? So we have these things that we might wear to protect us physically if we had to go into a war zone to try to make peace. What do we need if we're going to protect ourselves from anger and hatred? It might be a harder one. Aiden, have an idea? Put pennies in it. Put pennies in the bank. Right? That's what we've done. That's what we've done. And this will help some people to go to places where peacemaking needs to be done. But I'm thinking if people need to be protected from anger and hatred, what might they need from us? This is a tough one, huh? What can we give to people? What can we offer people? Prayer. To call. Prayer. And what do we pray for specifically for people who are going to go into places of anger and hatred? Let's make up something. What can we pray for folks? What will we ask for them? That they'll be safe. Right? That they might not become angry themselves. That they might not become victims of hatred. But when they go in to make peace, they will actually carry peace with them. Who is the one? You know the answer to this one, I know. Who is the one that makes it possible for us to carry peace for others? God, and more specifically, Jesus Christ, right? So, that's right. If they're following scriptures, if they're listening to Jesus, and if they are following the Lord, then they will have what they need to go into places and make peace. So we take this offering, right, to give them money to go in and equip them physically to go in and make peace, but we also ought to be praying for folks in order that they would have what they need and the protection they need to go in and make peace where there's anger, hatred, and war. So, this morning, how many of you brush your bangs this morning? Two? Three? Eight? You can bring your bang? You bring this morning? You can bring it next Sunday, if you didn't remember this Sunday. The three of us, at least then, are going to bring our bangs up and put them on the table during the offering time. Alright? We'll put them up on the table, but we're going to do something even more important than just giving money right now. We're going to pray for those who are peacemakers in the world. So why don't you pray with me for those that we want to give money to today. Lord, we pray for all of those who go into war zones. We pray for those who go into places of anger and strife. We pray for those who go into places of hatred that you would keep them safe. And that you would so shine through them with the gospel of Jesus Christ that wherever they walk, folks would see them and discover that peace is possible, and they would repent and have their minds changed so that the world may lay down its weapons, so that the world may put down its anger and its hatred, and instead treat each other the way that Jesus wants us to treat each other, which is in love. Love as brothers and sisters of one God. Lord, we ask this of you because you are powerful enough to do it. Your Holy Spirit is the only thing that can transform the world. So please, go out in advance of our peacemaking offering and make peace possible. We ask it again in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thanks for coming out this morning. You can have a seat.